What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, it's the intrigue of doing radio. You have ideas about what you do. You have plans, and then suddenly a major event pops up. And I knew this was coming today, but I certainly didn't know what the result was, nor am I in a position to have judged it, the outcome. But it doesn't matter because that puts me in the same position as everyone else. Economic uncertainty, and right now we're in a little bit of chaos. My guess is that things will kind of stabilize. I don't know when. I'll try to cover a little of that. As we look at Dow futures, and Tim, you let me know, they were down 504 points, but just say it's in between 465 and 525. They were down as low as 700 earlier today. And those of you who have been listening to my shows for years knew at one time when we were going through all the tumultuous activity in 2008 that I spent a lot of time with interviews from chief economists, financial experts. As a matter of fact, if there was a strong basis, a base for the show, that was really it. I try to go with the ebbs and flows of our listening audience, and and since this isn't, quote, a financial show, I have not seen any need to day in and day out here to start interviewing economists. However, when major events occur like this, they have to be brought to the forefront, and I just want to make one political statement as we are on. Donald Trump was for this, and I'll give you some of the pros and cons. I will also be quite frank and quite candid. I know, you know, one of the rules when you come on radio is take a position. I don't know. I don't know whether I was whether I'm for the EU involvement from Great Britain or I'm against it. I'm not basing this on the immediate response of the markets, but remember, you can also look at roughly the 250 points the market went up, and so far the 500, it's gone down, and it was down as low as 700 and change this morning, and we're down about 250 over a catastrophic event. I don't think it's as much rationalization as it is reality. I was watching CNBC's Rick Santelli, and again, I'm going to be brutally honest. The guy is very wealthy, and he's obviously brilliant. I never understand anything he says. I have a friend who's a venture capitalist and has sat in on the board of banks, whom I go to lunch with at least twice a month. And he's an Israeli guy, and he said to me, "Have you you've heard Rick Santelli, haven't you?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "I don't understand anything he's saying." And I said, Yaakov, I don't understand anything he's saying either. And he was on this morning, and all I can tell you is, wow, it was impressive. But I didn't understand a damn thing he was saying. Which is why I don't have a job at CNBC, amongst other reasons. But it was a shock. Prime Minister David Cameron resigned. A very emotional speech. He took his gamble on it. And he lost big. Trump, once again, failing, I believe, to capitalize on quite a watershed event. His talk absolutely blistering and incinerating Hillary Clinton. And here he is over there in Scotland. I know it was planned, but, you know, when you're running for president of the United States, you have to at least, from the purpose of optics, put aside your personal aspirations and goals. And he's over there promoting his Scottish golf course, Scotland, his you saw the lighthouse behind the building that he owns there, and bragging about how the condos are just they're unbelievable. They're amazing. You know, the superlatives. And I'm sitting here scratching my head and saying, well, I know he went over there for that. And since he went over, don't you think he should come out and say, and his part of it, by the way, 2/3 of the population of Scotland is against this. So it can be a difficult talk, but nevertheless, you have to say something. You really have to come on and say something in detail. This is a major event. Some people in the market say it is one of the biggest events they have ever seen take place in the stock market. And there will be panic during the day. That I can tell you. I have no idea where this whole thing will shake out. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw the market go back down to the lows of 700 or even more, and then come back to 200 or 300 and then go down again. I mean, I've seen enough of these bumpy rides so that I'm not scared out of my skin anymore. But I'm concerned. You know, on paper, I've lost a lot of money today, and so we have a lot of other people. But you know what you do when the markets panic, and there's basically nothing wrong with the infrastructure, and our rates will continue to be low. And I am happy to say that gold is going up, crude oil has gone up. There's always a good side to this. Where it'll shake out, I don't know. How long term this is, I don't know. And this has been a kind of an unexpected result. I didn't think that England would pull out of the EU. And I don't know whether this will be a domino effect. And I think the vote was something like 52% to 48%. It was close. Close, like I can't resist this. Close to the 4-4 vote in the Supreme Court. So Obama can't deport the 4 million, can't keep the 4 million illegals here. I have to get back on track here. I mean, Obama is something else. Anyway, this is a reminder of why this all started. It was over immigration, concerns that Great Britain could lose its sovereignty over the rules and regulations imposed upon them by Brussels. And it's a reminder to the United States of how immigration policy is so important. Now, Trump is for this. If most people are against it and they look at the market and they look at the loss on paper, it won't help Trump. But by and large, he supported this move. And I would like him to elaborate on this in more detail, but it's difficult to get details out of Trump. I'm going to see if we can get some details out of Katrina Pearson, Trump's primary spokesperson, come Tuesday morning. You won't want to miss that. Come Tuesday, Katrina Pearson, and hopefully that'll lead to an interview with Donald Trump. I had to go through the chain in order to get to Trump, and there aren't a lot of people getting to Trump except on the major networks. So I'm doing the best I can, ladies and gentlemen. I offer no apologies. So I don't know whether in the long run this will be beneficial to Great Britain. I don't know whether it's a short-term setback. I don't know if this is a pivotal moment in the Trump campaign. I mean, there are so many pivotal moments. It exposes the differences, obviously, between Obama and Clinton, who wanted Great Britain to stay with the EU. And Obama's using the British exit as a time to wag a finger in their face. Or Mr. Know-It-All, stating that the UK are going to suffer in terms of trade deals. And this is, again, whether you're pro-trade or anti-trade. Trump and Bernie Sanders are against these trade pacts. So we're for good trade pacts. I mean, I'm with Trump on that, not bad ones. And from an economic standpoint, it's highly questionable and unstable and chaotic. And we know that the thing that markets fear the most is instability and lack of prediction. So if you're looking for an answer from me, I pass. I mean, I just flat out pass. I don't know whether this is a good move or a bad move. And I know it's why you on radio. I said, well, I'm on radio for a lot of reasons, but the one reason I'm not going to subscribe to is the fact that I you know, like our illustrious leader and messiah and king in office, I really don't know. But here's the bottom line. Listen, here's the bottom line. What I'm telling you, which should be the truth for a lot of people to tell you, that they don't know either, but they won't admit it. The only one who may know is Rick Santelli from CNBC. And, you know, every time I think I know something, I listen to Rick Santelli and I get through listening to him. I know I'm going back to Rick Santelli, really the catalyst for the Tea Party. I mean, guy's fascinating. I mean, I guess I wouldn't want to go out to lunch or dinner with him because I wouldn't know how to carry on a conversation, and that hasn't been my greatest fear in life. Okay, a little humor mixed in with it, and when we come back, Tim will update us on that and where the futures are. All right, this is Stu Taylor.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, the sweet sounds of Carla Thomas, and she was 15 years old when she wrote that song. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I want to go from some shaky, unstable news to something that has stability. It's a company that's been around since 1931. I guess that's as stable as you can get today. And we'll go from unnerving news to recreation, and much better than admitting yourself to a hospital or a psychiatrist is to head to beautiful Nantucket for a vacation now, this summer, this fall. I'm going to pass on recommending it for the winter. But I have been going to Nantucket for, I guess this is my eighth straight year being a regular there. And for 8 years, my trip my family's trip has been enhanced by the incredible service provided by Harvey Young and Young's Bicycle Shop. There really isn't much to think about. When you go to Nantucket, you're going to want to do something, and you're going to need to rent a car. You're going to need to rent a bike. And bingo, you don't have to think about anything. This is where to go. The website, I want to give it to you because get your reservations in now. It's youngsbicycleshop.com. And Harvey, it's so great to be talking with you again, and I can't wait to come down and see you.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's nice to talk to you and your audience, and I'm looking forward to your visit when you come down in the fall.
Yeah, and we're coming eagerly. I mentioned that the company's been around since 1931. I guess you've had a lot of time, you and your family, to iron out the rough spots and the kinks. Give us a brief overview and a history of this, and you're now a third-generation family member running it and running it very well.
Well, thank you, Stu. Yes, I'm third generation. Young's Bicycle Shop was founded by my grandfather, Harvey A. Young, back in 1931. He moved out to Nantucket in 1929 because he could get a job as a plumber. And he was good at working on bikes. And before long, he had a little bike shop. And in the 50s, he turned it over to my father. And in the 80s, my brother bought it from my father, and in the mid-90s, I took over the business and bought it from my brother, and I've been running it since 1993.
Yeah, you run it with gusto and enthusiasm. I love your attitude and the attitude of the people who work for you. You walk in, and it's, you think that, when I say it's their first day of work in yours, I don't mean from a point of experience. I mean from a point of enthusiasm, which always makes somebody like myself or other people coming in, it just buoys your spirits, and you think you're going to have a great stay, and you always do. I'd like you to give some, first of all, you can give an overview of what you have available. The second part of the question is, someone hasn't been to Nantucket. They really are lost. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to rent. Talk about those two aspects, if you would.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have a lot of visitors that come to the bicycle shop, and you know, we love to rent bicycles for the entire family, you know, whether it's a couple or someone traveling alone or people with their kids. We've got bicycles for the whole family and helmets and locks and everything they need. We also rent automobiles. We have a small fleet of some nice cars, and of course we rent Jeeps. There are places here where you can drive a Jeep out and get fresh air. You can drive onto some of the beaches with the proper permits. And so, you know, we're fortunate to get to help people enjoy their vacation.
So what is your recommendation? Somebody coming out the first time, do you kind of have a pre-training session or an advice council set up so that they don't know what to do, they don't know what to rent? Are there different ways they should look at this?
Well, you know, Nantucket has a lot to offer. So, you know, like any place where you travel, I'd say try to learn a little bit about the history or a little bit about what's here before you come out. And that way you'll have an idea. Do you want to get a bike and ride out to a beautiful beach, or do you want to get a car and drive around and see more sights? And, you know, some people come here for the beaches and some people come for the history. There's a wonderful art scene. There's excellent dining and restaurants. And so, you know, I'd say as you plan your trip to Nantucket, think about what it is you want to do. And, of course, part of that, like you said, should be coming to Young's. And we've got a great map. We can help with directions depending on the weather. We can make recommendations. And we really enjoy, you know, sharing with people what we have here and helping them, like I said, have a nice visit while they're here.
Well, and then for those thinking, well, how do I get there? You get off the boat, you walk straight ahead. I can't remember the name of the street. You take your first right. That's where. That's how you get to Harvey Young's place. And then you go down the end and take a left. It's like a 3-minute walk. Yeah, and you're all set. It's absolutely simplified. And but I think what you should tell people is the popularity of your bicycle and car rental operation is so high that they should make their reservations in advance. You know, it's not like you can't get a bicycle or a car, but it really makes sense to get all this done before you go down and not just walk in and say, I need a bike or a car, right?
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea at all, especially if it's any kind of weekend or a peak time. You know, you could go to youngsbicycleshop.com, and there's great information there about how to put in a request for a car or reservations for your bicycles. And, you know, we like to have everything ready for you when you come in. We know that your time is valuable. And you know, I got in trouble once. Someone said that we got you in and out too fast. But, you know, we want you to come into Young's, get your bike, get your car, get your Jeep, whatever it is you want to have, and then head out and get to enjoy the island. It definitely doesn't hurt to put in an advance reservation if you can. If you don't get around to that, you can often be spontaneous, but there's a lot of good information on our website, youngsbicycleshop.com.
What kind of a variety of bikes do you offer? I know you've got a beautiful selection of cars, and you know we get the car every time we come down. I think we got bikes the first year. What kind of a selection of bikes is there?
You know, for our rental fleet, we try to keep it pretty simple. We've done it so long here. There are wonderful paved bike paths all over the island, so we try to have a comfortable, efficient bicycle. We've got one now that's custom made for us by the Cannondale Corporation. They make fabulous bikes. And, you know, we want it to work well, be efficient, be clean, and be safe. So we've got a nice, comfortable hybrid for all the paved bicycle paths. Some people still like to go out on a mountain bike. You know, we don't have much for mountains out here, but there are some dirt roads and off-road riding where you can go on an off-road mountain bike. And then, of course, the kids. We've got everything for a child that can ride a bike with training wheels that's 2 years old, all the way up to their siblings that are 10 or 11 or 12 before they get on a small adult bike.
All right. I'll tell you, folks, this is right from the heart endorsement. Every year I've gone out there, Harvey Young and his competent staff has made my visit spectacular. Can't wait to head there again. Harvey, I look forward to seeing you, and thanks so much for coming on. Youngsbicycleshop.com. There's nothing to think about if you're going to Nantucket. Just do it. Thanks, Harvey.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan, chairman of the Reagan Group and the Reagan Legacy Foundation. You know, when I'm in Boston or when I want to be on radio, I'm with Stu Taylor. You should be with Stu also. Have a great day.
Yeah, you know, I'll introduce our next guest and a very, very talented lady. Her name is Edna Sangel, and I always try to spell the last name if it's unusual, so you can Google that person. It's spelled S-A-N-G-E-L. She is a certified John Maxwell trainer, teacher, coach, and speaker, providing workshops, seminars, keynote speaking, and coaching to help you develop, you know, your own personal growth, your leadership skills, and the company. I want you to go to the website for her company. It's Favor and Wealth. favorandwealth.com is the website. She'll also talk about her book. I like it because it's a portrayal of things as they really are, not as we hope they'll be. The Ugly Side of Sales. Edna, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're multi-talented. You've got endorsements from so many people. Where is your primary focus before we have you talk about your book? And I think that primary focus should probably revolve around leadership, marketing, and professional development. I've probably asked a question, and I probably answered it at the same time, but why don't you elaborate a little?
Sure. My niche is sales and marketing strategies for businesses that are looking to kind of differentiate themselves from their peers and compete with the big boys, I guess. And also, leadership development is the core area that I focus on because I understand that a lot of times everything starts from the top. And so if you don't address the root cause of, you know, whether it's challenges or issues, which is the leadership, I think that you could do whatever you want at the, you know, at the rest of the company. But if you don't start from the top, it'll be kind of a waste of a time.
Yeah, I want to have you turn to your book, The Ugly Side of Sales. You know, we always have this glorified, altruistic look about life, about things that are that we encounter during our lives, both in our personal life and our business life. Everything looks great. Sales are great. I think the world revolves around sales, and when someone's starting out, I always recommend that if you don't know where to go, start in sales because it's kind of a training ground for everything. But I like what you talk about in the book, that you can't sugarcoat the process. As you say in the title, there is an ugly side to it. Can you elaborate?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times people see the glorified side of the sales, right? The fancy dinner, the entertaining clients, you know, and, you know, the major sports events and things of that sort. But, you know, the ugly side talks about the challenges and the struggles that a lot of sales professionals, and what I found out, not just sales professionals, but other people in other industries, when it comes to those things that a lot of people kind of turn their heads because they believe in that notion that it is what it is and they can't do anything about it. So when I talk about specifically about sales, I'm talking about, you know, commissions being stolen, or, you know, changing the structure, the pay structure because you exceeded your goals, or giving you unrealistic goals and then expecting you to achieve it, and then you do all the groundwork and then they pass it on to, you know, somebody else who might be cheaper. So there's a lot of different challenges, and I kind of talk about that in my book on the different aspects of it. If you don't mind, I would like to go in a little bit of what kind of led me to writing this book.
No, go ahead.
Is that okay? Okay. So in August 27, 2014, that was actually my last straw. I remember being called into my boss's office and at 6:30 in the morning, which was surprising for me because he's usually never there. So I walk in, and I remember seeing the HR manager there and one of the owners, and my boss hands me a white piece of paper and basically told me that it was my last day. You know, I was shocked. So I asked him, like, was it my performance? And then, you know, the owner tells me, no, you did everything we told you to do. And so I was like, well, I don't understand. He then tells me, you know, quite frankly, we can't afford you. You know, we're a small company, so we just don't have the budget to pay you. About a year and a half before that, I was promoted to director of new business development. And at that time, I was tasked to create and implement strategies that would increase our revenue, you know, grow our market share, and put our brand on the map. I was a North American rep for this product, and they noticed that I was able to get indoors with well-known companies such as Disney, Delta, NASA, Caterpillar, Shell, Exxon, you know, MGM, just to name a few. I agreed at that time that I would keep the same salary because they said that I would receive a bonus at the end of 2014 if we reach our goals. So I shared with them my secrets and developed programs that would help our team prospect, grow, and win business. Everything from recruiting the inside sales team, developing the marketing team, recruiting sales reps for cheap, right? Rebranding their company, revamping their website, marketing materials, talking about enhancing their customer services, to creating their Keep in Touch programs, all that stuff. I did all that. So I was heartbroken because I realized that the true reason behind the layoff was because they did not think that I would exceed my goals, and when I did, they decided to keep the money for themselves. And the reason why I know this is because this wasn't the first time this sort of thing happened to me. It was actually the fourth time, and it was the last straw. Yes, you know, people told me to sue because legally I could have, but I didn't because I knew it wasn't really about the money. It was the principle behind it. So instead, I decided to fight back, right, by writing this book and opening up a firm that helps businesses who are actually trying to win and grow business the right way. So The Ugly Side of Sales kind of shares my story and provides strategies that I've used in the past for past employers and clients I have coached. You know, my intention isn't to badmouth past employers or none of that. My intention is really to stop sugarcoating sales and encourage businesses, leadership, management, that you could still do the right thing and get the results you want. Regardless of every single time when some of these setbacks or hurdles happened to me, I was still able to exceed my goals and be in the top 20%, the top 5 to 10 sales rep in the company. So it's just a little bit of a background on why I wrote this.
Yeah, well, you know, I think this lends a lot of credibility to what you do. The Ugly Side of Sales. It's published, by the way, by Xulon Press, X-U-L-O-N, an excellent publishing company. And it's available at ZulonPress.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. You know, as you're talking about the salary being too high and the reason, you know, having been in sales all my life, I think about, you know, and I've always been self-employed, so I haven't been the recipient of bad news on this, and I certainly never did it. But so often that salespeople reach a high level of success, and whatever he or she is making, they're fired, and they replace them with two startup people who makes so far less. And I think ultimately that hurts the business because they're lacking the experience, the relationship aspect of it. What advice do you give people who are coming in and either want to go into sales or start their own business?
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I think ultimately we have to remember that we're disposable in a sense, as much as, you know, there's a lot of, especially those like me who have a great work ethic and worked hard, and especially for, my motto is work as if you're working for God and not for man. And so I do everything I can, but I just have to understand that, you know, you gotta protect yourself. You know, make sure you have a lawyer that that reviews your contract, make sure you cover everything by leave paper trail, right? Understand the politics within the company, and just continue. I mean, to just really watch your back and just be ready for inevitable. I think it's just a matter of, for me, this is how I look at it.
Did you equate? I mean, we see this in politics, and Charles Krauthammer says everything is about politics. Business is about politics too, in a larger sense. You agree that it's so political?
Absolutely, it's definitely it's very political. It's about I hate to say it, sometimes it's about brown nosing and
just say it. Just say it. Because I don't hate to say it, and I don't hate to hear it, because it's the truth. You'll get the truth if you buy the ugly side of sales.
Right.
Exposing the darkness of the marketplace. Edna Sangill.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
I've had the pleasure of interviewing Jim Cook a couple of times and also of meeting him. And he is just the way he comes across on radio. He is a really first-class guy. And you wouldn't know that. I don't know what he's worth. I think it's $1 billion or something. I mean, he's an amazing success story. Anyway, we're back. And Hillary's an amazing success story, too. You know, she and Bill with their phony hugs and kisses. I mean, I could throw up when I watch them. And I don't know what they've amassed, $160 to $300 million. And now with Trump on there, and he'll come out with more. You know, this is a real brawl. It's like the Hearns-Hagler fight many years ago. It was a real brawl, or the Ali-Frazier fight, or the Foreman-Ali fight. It's a brawl. And it's going to get dirtier and dirtier now. It's easy to say, well, he turned the tide, he did this, he did that, she did this, she did that. I don't know where it's going, but there's more and more stuff that's coming out on her emails, and I hope it's going to a prison sentence for her. And I mean, that's just wishful thinking, because there isn't any doubt in the world that this excuse for a woman, pardon me while I take a sip here of water. The pause that refreshes. There is no doubt that Hillary should be behind bars. You know, it's just that Bill is so... You know what happens when you're really likable? O.J. was likable. We hear a lot about O.J. until the fiend he was discovered. And I guess it's just it's in your makeup. You can't help it. Just like it's in Trump's makeup. He just can't help it. And if this were a likable candidate by the majority of the people and the people in the party, he or she would just blow away Hillary Clinton, who was about as unlikable as you could get. And what has been brought out again, it was just brought out recently. I sent it out to some Hillary supporters. I confess, I do this when I find these articles. You know, did you like the sniper fire in Bosnia? Remember that? And the issue was in calm, very calm and relaxing in an environment that was completely safe, giving flowers to a little girl or taking a flower, and how she claimed she ducked fire. Sniper bullets. There were some lies that you could almost cover for. There are others, like with Brian Williams. And I mean, that jerk is back on television. Of course, it's MSNBC. What'd you expect? He probably got awarded for it. But for Hillary to come on, and I want to bring this back because these things are just starting to come. I'm glad they're coming out because the millennials out there, so many people don't know about Hillary Clinton, what a destructive so many negative adjectives, they all came into my head at once. What a horrific person she is. So her explanation was, they say a million things, they say a million words a day, and I just misspoke. She misspoke. She said it several times, so she misspoke several times about the fire from Bosnia and how she was ducking bullets from the sniper fire. I'm sure I fibbed a few times in my life. I'm not in a confessional here. I think everybody who's human does it. And sometimes you do it because you spare someone the pain of the truth. I don't advocate it, but I think that's one of the times you do fib. And I very seldom try to get into my personal life here, and I've told this story before. But when my teenage daughter was watching a television with all the cheating and the affair, you could die. Both of my daughters, and you could sit there and die. You get so uncomfortable. But that's what life is. I've kind of never overcome it. And she turned to me very innocently, said, "Dad, you've never cheated on Mom, have you?" And I said, "Honey, I'm so happy to look you directly in the eye to tell you that I haven't." Now, here's my point. When I say that we all fib on certain occasions, and sometimes we want to spare people misery and despair, what if I had? Just think about it. I'm human. What if I had? I would have had to lie to my daughter, and I never lied. First of all, I don't believe in lying. There's a big difference between being evasive, not answering a question, or doing what the politicians do, answering a question differently than it's asked. I mean, come on. I'm not Billy Graham, and neither are most people out there. He happens to be one person who's been a member of these 97 by the church for years and years, decades and decades. He's one that I have enormous respect for. And yet you look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's like a machine gun. It's almost a lie a minute. You look at Barack Obama. It's a lie a minute. He who is holier than thou is now offering condemnation because his immigration policy was rejected by the Supreme Court. And he, quote, after telling England and Europe how to run their country, is disappointed that the EU left Great Britain. Now, I came on at the beginning of the show, and I'll say it here at the end of the show. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, except that if it's a statement against globalization and what globalization has meant, I'm for it. I'm tired of borderless countries. I'm tired of illegal immigrants coming in. I'm tired of the George Soros, even Herbert Walker Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush School and George Soros. Many of them are involved in this, in a new third world order. If I said this 2 years ago, they'd say, stop with these wild conspiracy theories. We don't believe you. It's a reality. And here's one of the reasons that I want to pull in the horns on globalization. I'm much more right now in a populist movement. I'm for nationalism. Not really isolationism, because I think we should send 100,000 troops out there and bomb the hell out of ISIS and wipe them out. See, Obama doesn't want to do this. He just wants to control the situation until he gets out of office. You see, first of all, this isn't an issue of fundamental Islamic terrorism. It's not. You know, it's workplace violence or people who are disabled or people who are anti-gay or anti-this. The country's a little bit slow. But I think even those on the other side are coming to the conclusion that this guy is, I don't know if he's stark raving mad, but I only have less than a minute here, so I'll use that expression. I've spoken with a lot of people now who changed their opinions of this guy. If you still have that positive opinion, all I can say is there's no way in the world I understand it. But, you know, each one of us is different, and we can't lose the uniqueness. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. See you back here on Monday.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.